Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, is this Security?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome because it had went out. I don't know why, but I was just trying to.
I don't either. I think sometimes the earbuds mess, just don't give a good connection.
Yeah, okay. And you said your social was 423-063.
No. 0 6 9 6
Nine.
7 9. The last four are 9 6 7 and then 9.
Okay. And can you verify your name for me?
Christopher Adam Skelly.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Maiden, mother's maiden.
Yes, sir.
Powell.
And what is your driver's license number?
6012757.
And what is your date of birth?
September 4th, 1975.
Okay, and do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the last, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for the more than 180 days?
Yes.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that you may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
I've tried direct deposit, and for whatever reason, we ended up having to use last time. We ended up having to use just the Alabama Vantage card.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me?
1018 Freiburg Street, FRIBOURG, Mobile 36608.
Okay, and is your resident address different from your mailing address?
It isn't anymore. I think it was last time I had a claim.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last time? Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes.
And what's a good file number for you?
Okay, it's this number is 251-422-5831.
Okay, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Fit Rights, It World Company Communication, Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, Rhino Bongos Incorporated, or none of these above?
Go through those again.
Fit Right, It World Company Communication, Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, or Rhino Bargains Incorporated?
None of those.
Okay, and which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1301 Gibbles Drive, 212 Kimberly, 1301?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and which of the following vehicles have you ever been owned or leased? 1986 Cadillac DeVille, 1991 Pontiac Sunbird, 1992 Olds Mobile Acuvue, 1993 Eagle Summit, or I have never been associated with these vehicles.
It was the first one.
Okay, and which of the following street addresses in Mayland have you ever lived at or been associated with? 192 Sweet Bay Drive, 254 Victoria Station, 42 Cedar Drive, Grove Lane, 443 Heather Stage Road, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
Yeah, the Cedar Grove Lane.
You said Sweet Bay?
No, ma'am. Cedar Grove.
Oh, Cedar Grove. Okay, and which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Prattville, Madison, Avenue, or none of these above?
None of those.
Okay, and have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the work you performed with the same? Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Okay, and what was it?
No, it was not.
Okay, and what was the last day you worked?
It was June 3rd, I believe. If you can give me a second, I can get into my pay stubs and tell you. That's when we got cut off. I was kind of what I was looking for.
Okay.
Let me check. Okay, it says, 6-3 was the last paycheck.
0-6-3?
Yes, ma'am. June 3rd.
Okay, and what year? Last year?
No, ma'am. It was just this year, 2022.
Okay.
June 3rd. 3rd of this month.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have.
Okay, and do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm just an employee.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I'm not.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not currently. No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, and are you available for all shifts in your normal trading occupations? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, that's kind of the problem, but if not.
Okay, and what was your job title?
I was a technician. Level 2.
Okay.
Are you still there? Hello?
I caught a man back. Some bullshit. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay,
and you say you was a technician for, like, was it medical?
No, ma'am, it was, it's for industrial service.
Okay, and What did you do? Like, can you describe your job?
Yes, ma'am. It's hydroblasting. It's basically high pressure water cleaning for industries, for steel mills, refineries, also vacuum trucks. I'm a vacuum truck tech.
Okay, and are you seeking work in your current job?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the name of the company you worked for?
Atlas Industrial Outsourcing.
Okay, and do you know their phone number by any chance?
I don't know it right offhand. I can get it for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on one second. It's area code 251-800-9901.
You said 251-800.
Yes, ma'am. 9901.
9909? 01. Okay. And what was your start date?
Oh, it would have been 2021, probably November of 2021. Let me see if I can dig it up real quick.
Okay.
Would have been January of 2021. I'm not sure Isaac's start date.
Okay, do you, what year was it?
2021.
Okay, and what city and state this was in?
This is in Mobile.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
They don't have any work right now.
Okay, and sir, I'm going to give you your PIN so you can go to your claimant portal to check your weekly certifications.
Okay.
You ready, sir?
I am. Yes,
okay, it is 7975.
Oh, okay, I thought I changed it.
Yes, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm going to read you your out closing statement once I verify your whole account. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. With the Alabama Career Center system, your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain and active career center application for a duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim for benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete in certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file on the internet address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file through telephone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your certification either by telephone or internet next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.